I've called on Dr. Larry Summers, chairperson of the steering committee of the Academic Council. Professor Summers will open this ceremony for us now. President Mackey, Madam Nielsen, distinguished members of the Board of Trustees, ladies and gentlemen. In a renowned institution like Michigan State University, excellence in the performing arts is an essential ingredient for educational success. It is a milepost event when we are able to dedicate a facility which matches the quality of music, theater, and dance faculty talent long available at this university. The Wharton Center for Performing Arts provides an aesthetic, acoustical, and totally pleasing environment that this institution has long deserved. I am delighted that the performing arts faculty of Michigan State University and the guest artists of the future will now be able to make their important academic contributions in a facility which enhances their abilities. We are especially fortunate to be able to dedicate the Wharton Center with a performance by the world-renowned soprano, Madam Birgit Nielsen. The honorary degree being confirmed today is richly deserved. As an academician who has been a lifelong student of the Scandinavian area, I take special pride in participating in this occasion, honoring an accomplished professional who has contributed so much to the performing arts worldwide, but in so doing has also reflected great prestige upon our home country, Sweden. Speaking as a member of the faculty, I am pleased that from this day forward, Birgit Nielsen will have a special relationship with Michigan State University as one of our distinguished honorary doctorates. I extend to you a genuine Spartan welcome to Madam Nielsen as you join our university community, or in your native Swedish, välkommen.
Thank you, Dr. Summers. Dr. John Cantlin, Vice President for Research and Graduate Studies and Dean of the Graduate School at Michigan State University, will now present the candidate for the honorary degree. Dr. Cantlin.
President Mackey, on behalf of the honorary degree committee, I present Madam Birgit Nielsen for the awarding of the degree Doctor of Fine Arts.
Just a moment. I'll read the citation.
Let me read the citation. Birgit Nielsen, your performance here in the Wharton Center for Performing Arts has added dramatically to the opening of this magnificent building. You have performed throughout the world as a musician of great vibrance, perception, and charm, and have been honored for your talent and your inspiration to countless young singers. Acclaimed as the greatest living dramatic soprano, you serve as an energetic ambassador of goodwill from your native Sweden, displaying the special undaunted spirit that typifies the people of your native land. Hailed by one critic as a giant among singers of all time, you have established a standard of excellence in all the great opera houses of the world. From the age of 15, you have been developing your career in music, winning only one of two available places in the Royal Academy of Music in Sweden. Since your sensational debut in Stockholm, you have contributed not only to the artistic appreciation of opera, but to a new understanding of the vitality, style, and taste of the operas you have performed. Your versatility has become legendary, with audiences praising your vocalism that appears so effortless. Of your Turandot at the Lyric Opera, the Philadelphia Evening Bulletin reported, Madam Nielsen has a silver trumpet in her throat. In honoring you, Michigan State University recognizes the truth in the statement by the Italian critic who wrote, to have lived, one must have heard her voice at least once. On this historic occasion at our institution, Michigan State University takes great pride and pleasure in conferring upon you, Birgit Nielsen, the world's greatest living dramatic soprano, the degree Doctor of Fine Arts. Our appreciation.
President Mackey, ladies and gentlemen, it is very difficult for me at this moment to express my gratitude, my proudness by being given this honorary doctor's degree from a university which is so outstanding in the United States and in the whole world. Not only in Sweden, but during my travels all over the world, I very often meet successful women and men who have graduated from Michigan State University. Therefore, I am doubly proud and thankful to get this honorary degree today. And I want to thank you, Mr. President Mackey, and the university for this great honor. Just a moment before, I was saying to myself that God has been very good to me. He has also shown that he has a great sense of humor. Because in the school I was a very, very lazy student. And today I'm a doctor. I also want to take the opportunity to congratulate you to the beautiful music hall. It is a delight, it's a jewel among jewels. And I thank you very much for having me sing on the inauguration. It's a moment which I will never forget. Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you again, Madam Nielsen. It's my privilege now to introduce a member of the platform party who has not yet been to the podium, and those of our Board of Trustees who are here among the audience today. First, Dr. C.O. Winder, Provost and Chief Academic Officer of the University. Dr. Winder. Members of our Board of Trustees, the Honorable Barbara Sawyer. Honorable Carol Lick, Vice Chairperson of the Board, the Honorable Raymond Krolikowski, Honorable Peter Fletcher. We are delighted to have you all here with us today to share in another aspect of this very exciting weekend for Michigan State University, for the community, and for the state of Michigan. We look forward to seeing you in just a few moments in the Catherine Herrick Cobb Great Hall for the concert and the formal dedication of this facility. Thank you for coming this afternoon.
Carry these in for you.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Cecil Mackey, President of Michigan State University, and it's my pleasure this afternoon to welcome you to this dedication of the Clifton and Dolores Wharton Center for the Performing Arts. We have with us this afternoon the chairperson of the Michigan State University Board of Trustees, Mr. John Brough, who will bring you official welcome on behalf of the university. Mr. Brough.
Good afternoon. On behalf of the Board of Trustees, let me say this is a wonderful weekend for Michigan State University. I'm sure you'll all agree with that. With the dedication of this magnificent facility today and the inauguration tomorrow of a national superconducting cyclotron just across the street, we who love Michigan State University rightly boast once again of our national and, yes, international leadership in the arts and sciences. This is surely a proud day in the history of the nation's pioneer land-grant university. Every day that there is a performance will be a proud day for Michigan State University. The Clifton and Dolores Wharton Center for Performing Arts stands not only as a tribute to these two members of the Michigan State family, but as a tribute to those staff, faculty, students, alumni, and friends of the university who enthusiastically joined with Cliff and Dolores in their vision for a quality performing arts center. In addition, the Board of Trustees made a significant commitment of the university's endowment for the construction of the Performing Arts Center. This commitment, along with the contributions of private donors from throughout the country, indicates the depth of support for the performing arts here at Michigan State University.
Thank you, Mr. Brough. I'd now like to recognize three individuals who have played particularly important roles in the history and development of Michigan State University. First, Dr. John A. Hanna. Dr. Hanna, would you please stand? The 13th president of Michigan State University, Dr. Walter Adams. Dr. Adams. And the 15th president of Michigan State University, Dr. Edgar L. Hardin. Dr. Hardin. Thank you, gentlemen. We owe a great debt of gratitude to each of you for the leadership that you've provided this institution. For months now, as workers have gradually finished the interior of the Wharton Center, we've imagined what it would be like to sit in the Great Hall and listen to a fine orchestra perform. We're beginning now to understand how extraordinarily effective it is and what a wonderful experience this is going to be. We've also come to understand what a stunning visual opportunity this provides us. The Wharton Center is a beautiful architectural work in itself. From virtually every angle, in the lobby, in the Festival Theater, in the Great Hall, one beholds aesthetically pleasing views of line, color, texture, and design. The brick, the wood, the earth tones, the expanse and sweep of the Great Hall provide an elegant, dramatic, yet comfortable setting for the artistic and performing excellence. The center, as we can now witness, is also a splendid work of acoustic art. I can imagine no better way to demonstrate the effects of design than with the concerts by one of the world's great orchestras, the Chicago Symphony, and the world's foremost dramatic soprano, Madame Birgit Nielsen. Cliff and Dolores, this Performing Arts Center now bears your name, a sign of the permanent contribution you have made to the beauty and the cultural life of this university, the community, and the state. On behalf of Michigan State University, its trustees, and all of your friends, we thank you for the role that you have played and in providing what we see and what we hear this weekend with the inaugural events for the center. Cliff, prior to your arrival at MSU, a new performing arts facility to replace the aging and limited university auditorium was only an idea, a wish. It became more than a dream, it became a vision. You and Dolores brought to MSU this vision of a center befitting a great university, And you also brought the initiative. The planning, the design, and the fundraising for the center were begun. The Wharton Center was, in fact, made possible. And now the vision and the dream have been realized. The Wharton Center gives Michigan State University a performing arts facility that rivals the best halls and theaters of the world. The center promises artistic and performing excellence at Michigan State for decades to come. And we thank you very much.
One thing that every true Spartan knows, above everything else, Michigan State is more than a university. It is a way of life. Cliff and I came to East Lansing, and through those years, we discovered a world for us, that was larger, it was richer, it was warmer. Michigan State will always be a part of what we are. We are deeply moved by your generosity in allowing us to remain a part of you. Thank you very much.
I must begin by expressing our appreciation to President Mackey and the Board of Trustees for having named the center for the two of us. During the 8 wonderful years that we spent here, you'll recall that once in a while I would give a speech in which I would point out that institutions of higher education are much more than bricks and mortar. So you can imagine my chagrin at having this glorious facility named for us. But you know, it is true, much more than bricks and mortar and buildings are what makes a truly great university. It is people. It is people that lift a university to the heights of greatness. And I say that because while we played a small part in trying to nurture a vision that was here before we came, it was all of you, the administrators, the trustees, the faculty, the staff, the students, the alumni, the friends, and the donors, all of you that have made this possible. And you made it possible because during the years when we labored hard to try to push this vision forward, we had the supreme confidence that we could rely upon that marvelous Spartan spirit, that sense of can-do, because we knew that you were committed to Michigan State University as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, land-grant university in this country. And you wanted to be certain that in every single field, as a people's university, you would strive for excellence in every single area. And this facility, which is in fact an instrument for the arts, is one expression of that striving of Spartans everywhere in this area. I suppose that in every person's life, there are very great moments that stand out in high relief, ones that carry an extraordinary charge and a deep emotion. I must confess that in my life, in my family's life, the overwhelming majority of them have been here at Michigan State University. What could be more thrilling
than when we came to Michigan State University, even before I took over the reins to be introduced to that Spartan spirit and the Spartan family. And I recall when Dolores and I were taken down to the football stadium, to the 50-yard line, and we were announced and we went out in the middle of that field, and 76,000 Spartans stood and cheered. And I also can recall that first student demonstration in the early morning hours of a winter snowstorm. We'd just been at Michigan State 6 weeks, and Dolores and I went out to the student union on the steps, and we confronted a slight problem. But you know, through it all, the ups and the downs, there were 8 marvelous years. And what could be more wrenching than having to make the decision to leave? And I can recall that when we did so and held that press conference, at that moment, neither Dolores nor I could quite believe that it was true. Moving moments, each of them, whose meaning remains fresh through all the intervening years. Yet this moment, today, this very minute, simultaneously enriches and surpasses them all. To thank you is impossible. It is really inadequate in terms of the honor that you have accorded to us. But we must thank you. We do thank you from the very bottom of our hearts, because as Spartans, we too are home.
Thank you.
Thank you both. It's now my pleasure to introduce Mr. William Slagater, a vice president of Michigan Bell Telephone Company, who is here on behalf of Michigan Bell and AT&T to present the Crystal Clef Award, one of the nation's highest musical tributes, to Clifton and Dolores Wharton. Mr. Slagater.
Thank you, Dr. Mackey. It is indeed a real pleasure for me to be here with all of you on this great day for all Spartans, to extend one last tribute to Cliff and Dolores. For the last several years, the Bell System has been sponsoring a series of tours by major American symphonies to communities that they might not otherwise be able to visit. The Chicago Symphony, entertaining us so well here today, is one of the orchestras that has been involved in that program. Another part of the program is to recognize those individuals, or in this case, that couple, who have made significant contributions to the arts, either as performers or as supporters of the arts. That list includes many, many distinguished arts patrons. Joan Mondale, wife of the former vice president. Ella Grasso. Performers including Leonard Bernstein, Andre Castellanets, Andre Previn, Carlo Maria Giulini are all recipients of this recognition. But I think all of us here today would agree that none deserve it more richly than the two we're honoring this afternoon, who brought us from that vision to the reality of this truly magnificent performing arts center. So Cliff and Dolores, Cliff, maybe just you. Dolores' arms are occupied. Why don't both of you come up here? Let me show you the award. It's called, as Dr. Mackey indicated, the Crystal Clef, crafted by Stu Benn and engraved. Clifton and Dolores Wharton, September 28, 1982, East Lansing, Michigan. And I'll add words not engraved. in our deep appreciation for helping make possible what we're all here celebrating today.
Thank you, Bill. Congratulations, Cliff and Dolores, on the award and the recognition it represents. This magnificent new facility will make possible an endless series of personal encounters for those who come here with the very best the world has to offer in music, in drama, in dance. Some of the performances that you will attend will relax body and soul. Others will assault both intellect and spirit. Some will provide historical insights and perspective. Others will explore an uncertain future. Some will be perplexing. Some will be clarifying. Some will be relaxing and consoling. Others may produce outrage. All of those are an appropriate part of the unfolding relationship of men and women with what we call the performing arts. We look forward to the many years ahead and sharing all of those experiences with you, those who are a part of Michigan State University. Thank you for being here today.